Welcome to Healing is My Hobby, the podcast where healing is allowed to be curious, cozy, and even fun. Together, we'll explore stories, science, and soulful practices. Let's discover what heals you. Hi, I'm Jessica Colarco, a licensed clinical social worker and mental health therapist who practices what I preach. Healing hasn't just been my job for over 20 years. It's become my hobby. Here's a little about me. I have my own clinical practice in Henderson, Nevada, where I specialize in supporting adults navigating anxiety-based challenges, such as generalized anxiety disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and panic disorder. And I've learned that healing is messy, beautiful, and deeply human. This podcast is here to share tools, stories, and personal experiments that make the journey feel lighter. So why do this? Why have a second podcast? Well, I'm the co-host and producer of the Chasing Brighter podcast. And through that experience, I discovered how much I love the podcasting world. It has been such a creative outlet, and I've enjoyed bringing content to life alongside my sister and co-host, Kelly. Now I'm excited to dive deeper into the mental health space, because as a mental health therapist, my focus is always on the client, and professional ethics limit how much of my own story I can share. So this new podcast gives me the opportunity to open up about my personal healing journey. In 2020, I committed to my own growth. I returned to therapy. I worked with spiritual healers, a hypnotherapist, and I devoured countless self-help books. And combining these experiences with my 20 plus years in social work has shown me that healing is a lifelong hobby, one full of insight, experimentation, and discovery. And also, healing looks different for everyone. It isn't always traditional talk therapy, and it's certainly not one size fits all. It's nonlinear. Sometimes it's two steps forward and one step back, and occasionally 10 steps back. But each twist and turn is still part of the journey. So here's what you can expect. We are going to have conversations, solo reflections, self-care experiments, tools and tips. We're going to talk about things like anxiety, trauma, stress, self-worth, creative healing practices. This is where clinical expertise meets personal exploration. Each episode is going to blend evidence-based mental health insights with real-life healing adventures. From trying out holistic treatments to diving into transformative books, you're going to be along this journey with me. So whether you're managing anxiety, navigating stress, or simply looking for ways to feel better, this podcast offers inspiration, information, and honest storytelling to support your healing journey. Because healing can be both meaningful and fun. I'm so excited because we are going to be exploring the ups and downs of mental health in a way that feels approachable, relatable, and even a little fun. We'll look at practical tools, personal stories, and different ways of caring for ourselves. Because like I said earlier, healing is not one size fits all. So here's what you're going to expect. Each month, we're going to pick out one theme, and we're going to spend 4 episodes digging into that from different angles. For our very first topic, we're going to be talking about stress. Seasonal transitions, like moving from summer to fall, can bring a spike in stress. Our bodies start pumping out extra cortisol, and suddenly, even little things feel heavier than usual. So this felt like the perfect place to begin. And the first episode of each series, I'm going to share expert insight. So I'm going to break down the science behind the topic. In the case of stress, right, give you tools and strategies that actually help. The second episode will shift into a segment that I am calling Therapy is My Cardio. So I'm going to structure that episode like a workout. We'll warm up, dive into strategies to manage stress during the workout, and then cool down with a takeaway practice, maybe even a journal prompt. The third episode would be more experiential. I'm going to try an alternative approach to healing, something like acupuncture, massage, even visiting a salt cave or spiritual healer, and then I'll share with you what that experience was like. I may also bring in books, podcasts, or other resources that have helped me along the way. And finally, each month wraps up with a cheeky little segment that I'm calling This Might Be a Trauma Response. And in that episode, we'll take a real life stress reaction like procrastinating, snapping at your partner, or avoiding emails and explore it with curiosity, humor, and a little psychoeducation. Think of it as a fun way to connect the dots between everyday quirks and the bigger picture of how stress shows up in our life. So that's the framework, 4 episodes, 1 theme explored from different perspectives. My hope is that you'll not only learn new things, but also feel seen, supported, and inspired to experiment with your own healing journey. So I want to give you a little takeaway for today, and that is just doing a self-check-in. You can think of this as your first healing hobby experiment. So if you're driving in your car, you might want to pause now and wait till later as I guide you through this 2-minute check-in. Take a moment to settle in. If you're comfortable, gently close your eyes or soften your gaze. Let your shoulders drop away from your ears. Take a slow, steady breath in through your nose and release it fully through your mouth. Now, bring your attention inward. Ask yourself, what sensations do I notice in my body right now? Am I tense, tired, energized, comfortable? What feelings are present? Am I calm, anxious, content, frustrated? There's no right or wrong here. Just notice. Where is my mind? Is it racing, focused, foggy, or clear? Take another slow breath. Inhale deeply. Exhale slowly. Offer yourself a gentle reminder. Whatever I notice is okay. This is simply where I am in this moment. If something feels heavy, imagine setting it down, even just for now. If something feels light or pleasant, breathe it in a little deeper. As we close, place a hand on your heart or another spot that feels grounding and whisper to yourself, I am here. I am present. I am enough. When you're ready, gently open your eyes, bringing this sense of awareness with you into the rest of your day. I encourage you to continue with this check-in and try it for the next 5 days, and that is your new healing hobby experiment. I invite you to subscribe and join the journey. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can check out the monthly newsletter, which is called Notes from the Healing Journey. That's a companion resource. You can subscribe at healingismyhobby.com or my clinical practice website, jessicacolarcolcsw.com. And I really encourage you to share this with a friend you think might need it. Again, if this resonated with you, hit subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Healing is more fun and more possible when we do it together.